It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus back from the track and in the producer's chair here at the studio. How was your trip, Scoots? I can't hear you, man. Still can't hear you.
It was
still
good.
Can't hear.
There we
oh,
go.
There you are.
No, it's good. It was a early morning for me. Had to wake up about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Got out there a little before six this morning, so I'm a little tired, but we're hanging in there. This is day one of what, six long ones in a row.
When you rolled in at 6 o'clock to the track, how many people were on the backside?
A ton.
Yeah.
A ton.
It's crazy.
It is. I mean, you got all the news stations there, several radio stations as well already set up. So.
I'm planning on going out tomorrow, but the weather forecast does not look good for me in the morning.
I'm actually.
Should I wait till Wednesday?
I'm dreading tomorrow morning just because I've got all the equipment that I've got to carry in, and I do not want to do that in the rain.
But you got a parking pass. I got a long walk ahead of me.
That's a good point. I didn't want to brag.
It is Monday, April 29th. That little thing known as the Kentucky Derby is now only 5 days away. 150th edition of the Kentucky Derby. I tried to pick up my press credential, which was late getting to me for whatever reason. We're not even going to talk about that. But I went over Saturday to the Kentucky Fairgrounds. What a huge mistake. There was a basketball grassroots basketball tournament going on. One of these, I guess they used to call them AAU. Now they're Summer League, Elite, whatever. There was some sort of cheerleading competition going on. And there were buses lined up to take people to the track, I guess to train them. Whether they are, you know, security people, ushers, working concessions, whatever. And I drove around the parking lot for 15 minutes, could not find a spot, went back home. Picked it up today. There was three cars in the parking lot.
Seems like a good idea.
Oh, my God. So I couldn't have gone. Well, I could have gone, I guess. I could have walked in. They wouldn't have stopped me, right? They don't stop anybody on the backside.
Not as early as I get there.
Not that early. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 384-1450, 502-384-1450, if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. That's 414-1450. Don't forget, sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store on Google Play today. All fountain drinks fizz freeze, just 89 cents. All fountain drinks fizz freeze, just 89 cents.
Told you I'm tired.
I mean, we got a process here. Just like the Philadelphia 76ers. We got a process. How's that working out? Get yours for 89 cents, 32 ounces or smaller. Enjoy your favorite fountain drink or delicious fizz freeze for 89 cents. Do what I do. Fill it up. Put a dollar on the counter, walk out, tell them have a good day.
The reason I didn't shake it is because I'm used to Tony shaking it for us.
Tony's shaking it on the golf course today.
Lucky duck.
What a day.
It's awesome out there.
It is Chamber of Commerce beautiful out there today.
For sure.
So hit me up on the Thornton's text line. Anything you want to talk about, 502-414-1450. Texter early here says, is this the year the 17 post wins the Derby? Fierceness looks good. Fierceness is the morning line favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Pletcher's horse won the Florida Derby. He's 5-2. See, I did some research this weekend.
Hey-o.
He's 5-2, but no horse has ever won from the 17 post. And they're saying all the right things. That's what we wanted. We didn't want an inside post. We come from behind. We didn't want to get lost inside. Okay. It's a jinx. There are real jinxes in this world. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
17 post has never won a Derby. The Cubs were jinxed. The Red Sox were jinxed. Eventually they won. I feel like the Dallas Cowboys are now jinxed. There are real jinxes in the world of sports, in my opinion.
I talked to several people this morning about this very same thing. They all assured me that it would not be coming out of the 17 post come Saturday.
Really?
They're just
no fierceness.
They're anticipating a couple scratches,
and then it would get shifted. Move inside.
Down. Yeah. Okay. It may still wear the 17.
It will. It has to because that's garment, what's going to be in the program.
But yeah, it'll come out of a different post.
All right. Well, you know, I'm not buying that. You paid money. You're in the Derby. You paid to be qualified for the Derby. You pay money to be entered in the Derby. You're not unless there's an injury, you're not pulling your horse out in all likelihood.
Yeah.
So if I had money, if I was a gambling man, well, okay, since I'm a gambling man, I would bet all 20 starters start. All 20 in the program right now start on Saturday.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Apparently, that's pretty rare.
No, we've had 20 horse fields a whole lot.
No, but I mean, they have, I think, four alternates listed.
They do. They do. Yep.
So, I mean, you're still going to have a 20
right.
horse field.
They would move down. You're right. Yeah, it does feel like somebody gets injured just about every year or for whatever reason. Yeah. Test positive for a drug. All of a sudden, you're out. Mm-hmm. But Fierceness is the favorite, favorite, 5-2. Mm-hmm. Sierra Leone, did I say that right?
Yep.
3-1 is second choice out of the 2 spot. Is that any better than the 17 spot? Affirmed was the last horse to win out of the 2. That was 1978.
Yeah.
Chad Brown's horse won the Bluegrass, looked great. My insider gave me Sierra Leone a week and a half ago. I told you that. Now, that's before the post position draw. By the way, I understand it's the 150th running of America's Great Race. I understand that there's a brand new paddock. Have you been there yet?
Nope.
Have you seen that? Yet. There's a brand new, gorgeous paddock area, fan-friendly. I get all of that. I used to enjoy going to the post position draw, also known as the pill pull. I just like saying that. I used to enjoy going to that. It was in the middle of the week, either a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It was in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, maybe 11 o'clock. Media members were there. There were owners, trainers, horsemen in the building. And it was sort of a nice little fun thing I got to do on Derby Week. They had the post position draw Saturday evening between races, between 7:15 and 7:30 in the paddock area, so that all the fans that were there could hang around.
I feel like such a dummy. I forgot the post position draw was Saturday.
Saturday evening.
And I'm sitting there on my Twin Spires app. I'm betting every race from Churchill on Saturday, having a good old time. We're firing them off like crazy.
Yeah.
And then I got to a 46-minute break between races. And I was like, what is the deal with this?
There it is.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. And I know Ed was upset about it. He's been at these events every year. And it was in a room. It was great. And it really was for the media. It was for the media and for the horsemen and the owners and trainers. And now we got to let everybody in. We got to let everybody in. I know. It's first world problems. I get that. But I was not going to fight the traffic on opening night to get over there just to see the post position draw. So I didn't.
I don't blame you.
I didn't. All right. Sierra Leone out of the 2 spot, 3-1. Catching Freedom is the third choice, 8-1.
He's
a Scooter's horse.
That's your winner.
Gave me that a week ago.
More than a week ago.
He is out of the 4 spot, Brad Cox, local mileage trainer, 8-1. Just a Touch, 8 horse, is 10-1, another Brad Cox-trained horse. And the Japanese horse Forever Young out of the 11 hole is the fifth choice, or tied for fourth choice, also at 10-1. So those are your top five as far as betting odds go in the Derby. We'll talk about the Oaks as well. Tarifa? 7-2.
I don't know that one.
Is
that Oaks?
Morning line favorite in the Oaks coming out of the 8th position. 14 horses in the Oaks, 20 in the Derby. I mean, it's here. Derby week is here.
I can tell you.
They also had the parade on Sunday.
I saw that. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. My wife told me this morning that the parade was yesterday. I said, nobody knows this. People are literally going to go downtown on Thursday looking for the parade. It's been on Thursday for as long as I've been alive, and that is, for the record, a long time.
Long time.
Thanks. You don't have to reiterate it.
By the way, after seeing the horses this morning, I can tell you what a horse to throw out.
Okay.
Do not place any money, or let me rephrase that. Do not waste any money on Grand Mo the First. That horse is no bigger than a Rottweiler. It's that stinks. It's going to get smoked.
Wow.
horse is so – I've never seen a smaller racehorse
that
in
is,
all my life.
That is very opinionated.
Yeah.
It, how do you?
It stinks.
How'd the show go with the boys this morning?
It was good.
And EJ as well.
Trying to keep it on the tracks with Roush being out of Kentucky Derby's easier said than done. He just gets distracted in his element out there. But EJ was
good. He posted a picture like 38 minutes into your show. Does he just get up and leave?
Yeah.
And walk around while the show is going on?
I mean, he waits until commercial break at least, but he's notorious for coming back late. He'll join us. Me and TJ have been sitting there talking for a few minutes already. Oh, sorry. I met my friends. Cool.
Yeah, I met some friends of mine. You saw, who'd you see out there that we were talking about?
Rick Bozich was out there.
Ed was not out there.
Ed was not
my
out
buddy
there.
Buddy Jerry Roby was out there.
Roby was out there. Coach Davenport was
Coach
out
Scott,
there.
Coach Scott, Coach D. I got an event I just got invited to for with Coach D on Wednesday night at Audubon Country Club. Yes.
Come on.
You will not be my plus one.
Damn it.
Yeah. I hope the drinks are free. I got to buy a raffle ticket for a big thing of bourbon, but that's fine. That's fine. It's a good charity event out at Audubon Country Club. Nothing wrong with that. My microphone is doing things here.
Hanging on by a thread.
Kind of like me. No show tomorrow. Woo-hoo. Get that out of the way now. The Bats will play in St. Paul, Minnesota tomorrow. 12:07 start. Which means 11:07 start in Minnesota. I guess one of those education days in Minnesota.
Probably so.
So Nick Curran will be on the air at 11:37 tomorrow for Bats baseball. The Bats took 4 out of 6 against Nashville this week at home on the road for Derby Week in St. Paul. We'll talk a little baseball. The Reds lose 2 of 3 in Texas.
Glad Tony's not here today.
The White Sox swept the Rays this weekend.
Unbelievable. How bad do you have to be if you're the Rays?
The Rays, by the way, unveiled their City Connect uniforms this morning. Good time to do that because we just got swept by the worst team the baseball's seen in a long, long time.
It cost me some money this weekend.
Dallas has signed a new running back. Why don't we go back to 2007 or 2008 and sign Zeke Elliott back?
Oh, nice.
1 year, $3 million.
Good for him. You think he'll play at all?
I hope he brings his walker.
Who's their?
He's old.
Do they still have Pollard?
Got rid of Pollard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So who's their? He's not going to be their lead back.
He can't be. But does running back matter anymore in the NFL? I don't know the answer to that question.
You say no.
I don't say no. I just don't know the answer to that question. This microphone. Oh, you know what? How about I just spin it around one time and I'm fine. There we go. Yeah. All right. We're good. Uh-oh, now it fell. Now it's off.
Let's take an early break.
Check it out. Look.
I see it.
Unbelievable. Ugo Onyenso to Alabama? How about that one?
Was that official?
It's not official, but that seems to be the way we're trending here. Ugo to Alabama. Kentucky picks up Andrew Carr from Wake Forest, 6'10", outside big man, averaged 13.5 and 6.8 at Wake Forest. I guess he'll fit in. He's one of those, it doesn't matter who they get right now. Oh, he's perfect for Mark Pope's system. Didn't you hear that?
They had a big weekend.
Every single time. Big weekend. Pope was spotted at the airport last night to welcome in great Osabor. So we'll see how that visit goes as well. NBA playoffs. Minnesota, first to punch their ticket to the conference semifinals. They swept Phoenix. The big three? I guess it's not so big.
Like little three.
The big three. Awful. Who's the worst big three in history?
I would say the Suns.
No, I think Nets when they had KD, Kyrie, and James Harden.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty
remember
bad.
That
yeah.
A few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And then they traded James Harden for Ben Simmons, thinking that might help? Wow. Ah, Brooklyn. Brooklyn's fun. But Bradley Beal, when they signed him, I thought, you know, he was great at Washington. He averaged 25 a game. That was at Washington, man. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to share the ball at Washington.
Yeah, he's the only player.
And Washington scored a lot of points. You got to play a little defense in this league. Booker had 49 yesterday. Didn't matter. And KD looks old. He looks old. You know, when he warms up, he wears that little hoodie. You know, the little hoodie those guys wear. He keeps it on the whole time. That's because of the bald spot. He didn't want everybody to know how old he is.
It has gotten pretty bad over the years.
What now for Phoenix? Because they are, next year, they will have the highest salary cap in the league. Booker's due to make $49 million. KD's going to make $49 million. And Beal's going to make $50
million. They're That's all on three contract
guys.
Still?
That's three guys. Unbelievable.
Are they all on contract?
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. Now, maybe somebody mutually agrees to leave.
If you got to cut
Devin
one,
Booker.
If you're the Suns and you got to cut one of them, who are you cutting? If you got to trade one of those guys away,
Beal, if I could, but nobody's going to take that contract.
I mean, that's
after
how
the season he had.
I don't know if too many teams would want any part of Durant anymore.
If you're one of those three guys, do you say please trade me away?
Potentially,
that's the question I have. I don't know. You know, KD's KD. He's always going to be a 7-foot guy that can shoot over people and he can score. And then after the game, he said they didn't use me right this year. Excuse me? Frank Vogel's first year in Phoenix, he's got a 5-year contract, the head coach. That didn't go well. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about all the NBA action from yesterday. 3 more games tonight. I'm here to give you winners, baseball as well. Spears on Sports, try to fix the microphone. Presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. The microphone is fixed thanks to the diligent tool belt that is Scooter Dingus.
I think you would have got it too.
I don't know.
I had faith in you. You were on the right track.
I can't change a tire.
You at least knew to unplug the cord before you messed with it. So that's a start.
Yeah. I didn't want to get shocked. All right, the Big X Golf Card's back. This year's card features Old Capitol Golf Club, Elk Run, Valley View, Wooded View, Taylorsville Country Club, Park Mammoth, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $25 a round with the Big X Sports Radio Golf Card. Get yours today, BigXSportsRadio.com, or call 812-725-1457. M&M Cards Hotline's open, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Texter says, John, I think you were referring to the Brooklyn Nets team with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Darren Williams. They were all over the hill for the NBA. Celtics got 3 first-rounders for Garnett, Pierce, and Jason Terry. No, I was not.
I do not remember that
team. I do remember that team. I do remember the Celtics scamming the Nets that year. But I am talking about KD, Kyrie, and James Harden with the Nets. Mm-hmm. It was a dumpster fire. Speaking of the M&M Cartage Hotline, let's go there now. Welcome in, David. Good afternoon, David.
Yeah, afternoon. I guess it was the NBA playoffs. Interesting that I was trying to think, had the Boston Celtics, after they had the defeat by Miami from Game 2, the Boston Celtics really came on big and shut Miami down from all the three-pointers that Miami took in that game too.
They looked angry. They came out of the locker room and looked angry. 104-84. That was Saturday evening.
Oh, yeah.
And they just locked down Miami. Miami wins game 2 in Boston as a 14.5-point underdog. The Celtics were still 9-point favorites at Miami the other night. And it was a mismatch. Tatum was mad. Brown was mad. Porzingis was mad. It felt like 5 minutes into that game, I said, there is no way Miami's going to win this basketball game. You're right.
Well, you would think if Boston could play with, you know, whatever they did Saturday night, they could, you know, they could easily be in the NBA Finals, I'm sure, you know, competing for the whole thing, right?
Yeah, and Miami's missing Jimmy Butler. He's hurt. That's a killer for them. Bam played okay. Hero played great. Keep this in mind. In game 2 in Boston, they made a franchise record number of three-pointers in a playoff game. So it's hard to beat anybody when they do that. Ask the Bucks, because Indiana did the same thing yesterday.
Yeah, last night the Pacers, their three-point, I mean, I don't know if it was a record for the Pacers.
It was a playoff record.
Last night.
Playoff record. They made 22 out of 43.
Oh.
I mean, you're not going to beat – I don't care who's playing. You're not going to beat a team. Unless you match that, you're not going to beat them. But, yeah, fun week of playoffs, getting ready to talk about that. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call as always, my friend. The game that beat me last night, as far as the overs was concerned, Scooter, was early. Knicks 97, Philadelphia 92.
Back to the boring series we go.
You talked about it. You said this. Why? More exciting. Knicks Sixers or Magic Cavaliers?
Oh, Knicks Sixers. There's been at least a little bit of drama in Knicks Sixers.
It felt like a home game. I had to look at the logo on the court to see where they were playing because Knicks fans infiltrated Philadelphia. Joel Embiid said after the game, "Philadelphia, I love my fans." When you preface something by saying, "Hey, I love my fans, but," that's not going to end well. It's not going to end well. This is supposed to be a great sports town, he said, and it was hard to believe all the Knicks fans that were able to get in the building yesterday. It felt like a home game. Jalen Brunson played like it was a home game. 47.
He's been incredible.
For Jalen Brunson. Embiid did have 27 and 10. The Knicks go back home to the Garden now where they can wrap this thing up. They have a 3-1 lead on Philly. Who's in a worse spot here as far as franchise-wise, as far as the future goes? Philadelphia or Phoenix?
I would say Philadelphia.
I think Phoenix is in a worse spot.
Really?
What do you do with Joel Embiid?
I mean,
he's under contract, okay? But he can't make it up and down the floor. He's playing on one leg all year long. When he hurt his other leg, he couldn't play. He was out for a while. He looks as old as LeBron is. LeBron doesn't look as old as LeBron is, but Embiid looks as old as LeBron is, which is, 40 plus. Mm-hmm. It's hard to watch. I love Maxie.
Yeah, Maxie's a good piece.
Maxie's game is great. Tobias Harris brings nothing to the table. Kyle Lowry was a nice pickup at the time, but he's not exactly young. I don't know what you do if you're Philly. I don't know what you do if you're Phoenix, who's going to have the largest payroll in the league next year. And I don't know what you do if you're Philly. It's not over. It's 3-1.
I mean, the rest of Philly's team is no good.
Yeah.
I mean, Maxie and Embiid are the only good pieces
they have. What about Nicholas Batum? No. You're not jumping on the Nicholas Batum.
Is he on their roster?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing
him. He plays a lot. It was
there he is. Yeah.
Ugly game. Ugly game. Their starters are – well, I forgot Kelly Oubre Jr.
Yep.
He had 19 yesterday.
Tobias Harris. Forgot about him, too.
I know. I said Tobias Harris. He brings nothing.
You know what Embiid's salary is?
A lot.
46.9.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Cameron Payne is now a Sixer off the bench, the former Phoenix Sun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Would you rather go back to Phoenix or stick with Philly? That's a Russian roulette, right? Spin the gun and shoot your hit.
Phoenix and Philly both have good point guard.
Buddy Hield didn't play yesterday for Philly. I don't think he's hurt. When they got Buddy Hield from the Pacers, I thought that was a good pickup. It has not worked out. So Philly in a 3-1 hold. Clippers, Dallas yesterday. By the way, did you watch any NBA yesterday?
I'm gonna guess
the answer is no.
No, I was too busy getting stuff ready for today.
Clippers led by 31 in the first half. 31. Now the question one is, if you're Dallas at home, how the hell do you get down 31 points? Question two is, if you're the Clippers, how do you let them take the lead late in the game? Dallas came back and took the lead on a Kyrie layup. 105-104. 116-111. The Clippers did avoid losing one of the worst playoff losses in the history of the game. They did come back and win. And I will say this. I don't like James Harden. I give him a lot of grief. James Harden, who is known as a guy who cannot play well in the playoffs, was unbelievable in the last 5 minutes of that game. Unbelievably great. He was the guy that everybody that puts him on their team thinks he's going to be in the playoff.
Yeah.
He finished with 33. Paul George also had 33. No Kawhi. They're better without Kawhi. I hate to say that because Kawhi Leonard is such a good basketball player. They look better without Kawhi.
Has this been the best series? Most enjoyable series?
Yesterday was an unbelievably fun game to watch. Now, when 31, I'm almost turning it off. I'm like, I'm gonna go watch some baseball now. Why am I gonna watch this? Hung on. Third quarter, they cut into. I said, okay, now I got to finish it, and it was great. But the first three games, low scoring.
But they've all terrible. Been competitive.
Yeah, they've all been competitive, but ugly offense first three games. Yesterday, offense was great. Last 5 minutes of that game, they were just taking turns. Lucas said after the game he is not holding up his end of the bargain. He had a triple-double, by the way, and said he's disappointed himself and he's letting Kyrie down. He actually said that.
Well, Kyrie's been letting his teammates down for years. So
wow. Kyrie's got a title, though.
That's true.
He had 40. Kyrie did.
He had LeBron.
Okay. He hit the game winner. How about that?
I'll give credit
against
for
Golden
that.
State.
Yeah. You know how Tony feels about Draymond?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Kyrie.
Okay.
Can't,
that's fair.
Can't stand Kyrie.
That's fair. He still thinks the world's flat.
Yeah, that's not part of the reason.
Luka had 29 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, but he was 1 of 9 from 3-point range. Two games all. Now you go back to LA, it's a 3-game series here. And if you're Tyronn Lue, do you even play Kawhi? If Kawhi comes up and says, I'm ready to go, coach, do you say, we're a little bit better without you?
I would.
We've been playing better without you. How about you come off the bench?
Do you know, I'm sure you don't know this, but
Wait a minute. Before you go any further, I know just about everything.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to test you.
Go ahead.
Has there ever been a first round of the NBA playoffs where not one series went to a seventh game?
I don't know at that.
Because, I mean, we could very well get that this year.
No, I think Clippers-Dallas is going to a seventh game.
It'll probably go to seven, yeah.
I think
Orlando-Cleveland could as
Orlando-Cleveland's 2-2. Those games have been – Cleveland's been great at home. Orlando's been great at home. Mm-hmm. Both teams have been terrible on the road. So, anyway, LA and Dallas, two games all. Indiana 126, Milwaukee 113. Pacers have a 3-1 lead. Now,
what was the spread on that, by the way?
I took the Pacers because Dame Lillard didn't play either.
Right. That's why I'm just curious if they covered or
not. 9.5.
Oh, okay.
So they did cover, but
yeah,
not by a ton.
That number wasn't big enough.
Well, obviously, as it turned out. See, you know, it's called hindsight,
yeah.
Dudes. We all know after the game what the spread should have been.
Hindsight's 20/20, and I'm glad 20/20 is in hindsight.
Indiana has a 3-1 lead. I'm just going to let that go. Giannis did not play. Damian Lillard did not play. If you're Milwaukee, if you're Doc Rivers, who, by the way, good pickup there, Doc Rivers at midseason. If you're Doc Rivers, do you not tell Bobby Portis and Chris Middleton, we need you. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, don't get kicked out of this game.
I mean, Middleton was trying. I did watch a good chunk of this game, and I mean, I thought Middleton was aggressive.
Did you see Portis's last three quarters?
Not good.
He was in the locker room.
Yeah, he only played 7
minutes.
He got
kicked out.
Oh, did he really?
What are you doing? Your best two players aren't playing. Jeez. You are one of the options now, and you're down 2-1. He gets kicked out in the first quarter.
I'd open the gate for Thanasis to get some playing time.
Oh, yeah. He got some playing time late. Miles Turner, come on down. 29 points to lead the Pacers. And again, a team record, 22 three-pointers. They were 22 of 43 from deep. Milwaukee now on the verge of going out as the – are they the 3 seed?
Yeah.
Yeah, as the 3 seed in the East. And the only thing that can save them, I think, is if Giannis miraculously comes back and plays the rest of the series. And even then, you're going to have to win 2 games in Indiana? That's troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's troublesome.
We play basketball.
I'm sorry. You only got to win one. You only got to win one in Indiana. Minnesota 122, Phoenix 116. Did you see the end of this game? I know the answer to that because it was like 12:30.
Yeah, no.
You're so soft.
I was closer to waking up than I was going to bed.
Having gone to bed?
Yeah,
you're so soft. You're soft. You're young, man. Don't sleep your life away, Scooter.
It's the only thing we spend a third of our life doing. I'm going to take advantage of it.
The end of the game was a good game. It was a good, fun game, even most of the way. Anthony Edwards, 40 points again, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. He is the future – If he's not there, he's the future best player in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. He's got to compete with Wimby.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Karl Anthony Towns had 28 and 10. I mentioned Booker had 49. Most interesting part of this game, late game, 140 to go. A Minnesota Timberwolves or Wolf runs into his own coach, Chris Finch. Ruptured patella tendon for Coach Chris Finch.
Oh.
Had to be carried off the court with a minute 40 to go in a close game. I mean, it felt like they were going to win it. They kind of had it in hand, but it wasn't over. Ruptured patella tendon. That's a knee for all you laymen at home.
That's tough.
I can't wait to see him. Now, they won 4-0, so they're going to wait for a while for an opponent.
Get him some surgery.
He's going to have to – well, I don't know if he gets surgery or if he just gets a – you know, some kind of brace or cast or whatever you put on a ruptured patella tendon and tries to gut. Do you gut it through the playoffs if you're Chris Finch?
I probably
because you're telling your guys to gut it out.
No, I get surgery today. No question.
Oh, man. He was one of the three finalists for Coach of the Year, by the way. Congratulations to the Oklahoma City coach, Danault, whatever, Josh Danault, whatever his name is. I'm he was Coach familiar. Of the Year. He's so good, I don't know his last name. So Minnesota now, as the 3 seed, they await the winner of which series here? They await the winner of the Lakers series, Lakers in Denver, which is great for me because I bet Oklahoma City to win it all early in the year, and they're on the other side from Denver.
Hey-o.
Let Minnesota and Denver beat each other to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City's that'll up 3-0.
That'd be a fun series.
Oklahoma City and Denver can both finish off their series tonight. We'll talk about that along with some baseball. Can the Reds turn around? Because it thinks they're dead again, I think. They lost 2 out of 3. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus here with me. Final segment on this Monday.
Woohoo!
There it is. M&M Cartage hotline's open, 384-1450. What in the world? Oh, that can only mean one thing. Buzz is on the air.
What's up, John? What's going on, man?
I heard the buzzing going on, and I knew it had to be you. What's up, Buzz?
Hey, I just had a couple quick questions. I know you're getting ready to talk about the NBA tonight, but is there a better coach in the NBA than Eric Spoelstra and how he plays against the Celtics?
There's not. There's not a better coach. He has no Jimmy Butler right now. He's got the fact that they won game two is incredible. He slows the pace down better than any coach I've ever seen. Hero is Hero, and Bam is Bam, and they do what they can do. Duncan Robinson. This is not a great roster with Jimmy Butler on the sidelines at all. And they are mismatched.
Well, Terry Rozier,
you're right. And they're mismatched at almost every position. I would say Bam maybe has an advantage. I don't even know who he's going against. Al Horford? Maybe Porzingis, although Porzingis apparently is allergic to the lane. He's seven foot two.
He rarely ventures in there.
Yeah, I think he breaks out in hives if he gets into the lane. So I don't know who Bam's going against, but he might have an advantage. But the rest of that team, it's not even close. Yeah, Spoelstra has been a great – when he took over for Pat Riley, he got a lot of grief. Too young, doesn't know enough, not ready. First couple years were tough for him. Who is this guy? And now look where we're at now. He's a Hall of Fame coach, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree. And Shaq called that on the pregame. I don't know if you saw it, because I think you guys were doing the St. X Trinity baseball game when they played that night. But Shaq said that they were going to win by 10.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. And they should never beat that Celtics team. They beat that Celtics team one game or two games. That is all coaching. And to be fair, Joe Mazzulla is in the exact same spot that Eric Spoelstra was when he took over. Nobody thinks he's a young guy, never been a head coach, had to take over when Oduka got in trouble, And the Celtics have stayed loyal to him, I'll say that. But is he the guy? If they don't win it all this year, do they look somewhere else for a new coach?
I think they might. You look at what happened with Milwaukee when they were winning the games that they did, and they went to an established coach, and where are they now?
Yeah, they're done. If Giannis can't play, or Dame, either one, next game, they're done. They need both those guys to have a chance to get back in that series.
I agree. Got a quick baseball question for you.
I'm ready.
Did you expect the Guardians to be this good? I know it's early in the season, but, man, they're playing great baseball.
Well, I bet Detroit to win the AL Central, so what's that tell you?
Okay, well, enough said.
Enough said. No, I did not. They're playing. Yeah. They're playing great. They're playing great.
Yeah, they've got really good pitching, and I know it's a young team, but they've got some established players. And that series with the Braves over the weekend,
good series. They won game the middle game in extra innings. They lost in extra innings yesterday. Braves won 2 out of 3, but yeah, you're going to lose 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. I don't care who you are. That's a good Cleveland team.
Yeah, it is. So I expect them to be around as the season goes, barring injuries.
I need some injuries because I need Detroit to win. That's all. I mean, it's all about the green, Buzz. You know me. I'm all about the money.
I hear you, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Have a good week.
You too, man. See ya.
Oh, we're not going to hear the buzzing as he flies away?
Oh, that's even better.
That would be good, right? Yeah. Maybe next time. Yeah, maybe next time. Thornton's text line's open as well, 502-414-1450. That's the number to text the show, 502-414-1450. All right, NBA tonight, 3 games, Boston-Miami. We just talked about it. Boston's 10.5 again, Scooter. The game is in Miami, 7:30, TNT. Celtics lead the series 2-1. I'm a Celtic fan, and I'm also, you may not know this about me, Scooter, I'm a bit of a pessimist.
Yep.
What do you mean, yeah?
I can confirm.
All right. I don't trust Boston. I don't trust Joe Mazzulla. I think he's done a good job in the situation he's been put in. I think they have a lot of talent in Boston. I don't trust the Celtics. That's why I bet them in game. I bet Miami in game two. It just felt like 14.5 was too many points. It feels like 10.5 is says to me, Vegas wants me to bet Miami tonight.
Which means Boston
is going to kill them.
Which means you take Boston. That's what I was getting ready to say, is that you kind of seem like you're going against your own theory here.
No, my theory is Vegas thinks Boston's 10.5. They really think they're probably 15.
Little alt line.
They want you to take Miami in the points. So I'm going to take Boston. In fact, I'll tell you right now, I'm taking all three favorites tonight. Two of them on the road. Oklahoma City at New Orleans. By the way, NBA TV. Good luck. 8:30. Oklahoma City can finish this one off. They have a 3-0 lead. I think they do finish it off without Zion on the floor. And I don't think he's going to play tonight, although I'm not 100% sure. Name 3 New Orleans Pelicans. Go. Without Zion.
Brandon Ingram.
1.
Valanciunas.
2.
And, oh, my gosh, I can see his face. Oh,
CJ McCollum, want to go there?
No, that's not who I was thinking of.
The white guy?
No.
I like saying the white guy because there might be one.
Oh, I got to look it up now. Who's the guy I'm thinking of? He's got a weird name, like a 1940s name.
1940s? I don't even know what that means. Bernard? Is his first name Bernard?
No.
Oklahoma City's a 5-point favorite tonight on the road to finish off the Pelicans. I think they do. Oklahoma City is good and young.
I was thinking of Herb Jones.
Herb Jones, former Alabama Crimson Tide.
Now you get it? 1970?
Yeah, Herbert.
Herb, yeah. Old name. Kick Herb to the curb.
Oklahoma City's, I hate to jump on them, but jump on the bandwagon here because I bet them earlier. I'll probably jinx them. You know, as I've said at the beginning of the show, I believe in jinxes. That is a really good young team. Mm-hmm. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP consideration. Chet Holmgren is the first Wemby. Is that fair?
Yeah.
He's the first Wemby. Mm-hmm. He's had to sit out a whole year. You got to remember that. This was basically his rookie year.
It was his rookie year.
Josh Giddey is good. They got two guys named Jalen Williams.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Weird.
One of them starts. One of them comes off the bench. One of them went to Auburn. don't know where the other one went. By the way, did you
Maryland,
see?
Maryland, right?
Yeah, Maryland. Did you see Braden Smith is in the transfer portal?
I didn't.
Colgate guard Braden Smith.
Fantastic.
Different Braden Smith.
Awesome. Oh.
Just thought I'd ruin your day.
You did.
He is from Colgate.
I got real happy and then got drug back down.
Sorry about that. I'm not sorry, not sorry. But Oklahoma City, good young team. Coach of the year. By the way, coach of the year. You can look it up. They don't win titles that year,
really?
That particular year. You win. Well, if you win coach of the year, most of the time.
And your team overachieved.
You know who the three finalists were this year? I already gave you two of them. Oklahoma City, Chris Finch at Minnesota. What do you think the other team is that had coach of the year candidate?
Wouldn't have been the Pelicans, would it?
Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
They came in fifth in the East.
Yeah, it's a good call.
So
who is their coach?
I don't know, but he's not going to win it. He didn't win it, but those are the three finalists. Why? Because their teams did better than expected. You know, Denver coach Morris, is it Morris? Denver?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
Mike Malone.
There you go.
Mike Malone.
Jamal Mosley is the Magic coach,
yes,
by the way.
Mike Malone's not going to win it. Denver's supposed to be up there.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla's not going to win it. Celtics got so much talent, it's illegal. So coaches of the year don't usually win the title. I was kind of hoping yesterday while I was watching the presentation that Oklahoma City's coach was not going to win it because it's not a good sign. But I think they put it on New Orleans again tonight. 10 o'clock, Lakers in Denver. Is this the funeral procession for the Lakers tonight?
Yes.
Going through the Mile High City.
Wear the black. Yep.
Wear your black if you're a Laker fan tonight. Sorry, Todd Father, if you're listening. Wear your black tonight.
Yeah, it's over.
Anthony Davis has actually played Joker fairly even in this series. He's played him well. D'Angelo Russell finally played a good game in Game 4, so they won. Remember, he didn't score in Game 3.
No.
In L.A., at home.
In what, like 27 minutes?
He didn't score. Denver is a 7-point favorite tonight.
It's too little.
Really?
Too few. I think they roll.
Lakers, LeBron, desperation, nothing?
No.
Nothing out of that?
Mm-mm.
I'm giving the points here. But.
He had his chances already in an elimination game. He'll be a lot quieter tonight.
And I will say this: I don't think Denver cared the other night. They played hard. It was a good game. It was close. It was within 8 to 10 most of the way. I don't think they cared. I think tonight they don't want to go back to L.A.
No, maybe it's
just because they don't.
Maybe
no other reason.
Maybe it was the common adage that they just didn't want to win it away from their home court.
No, I don't believe in that. But I do believe that at the end of the game, when they're down 8 with 2 minutes to go, they're like, whatever. And I also believe that tonight, if it's close, they do not want to go back to Los Angeles. Not because they think they're going to get beat, because they don't want to make that. These guys have been on the road all year long, all these teams. You don't want to go if you don't have to. That's the bottom line. So I'm going to take Denver tonight. There you go. All right, a little baseball before we get out of here. The White Sox swept the Tampa Bay Rays this weekend.
You said that.
I know, but I didn't believe it was
amazing.
True. I had to say it again.
Yeah.
9-4, 8-7 and 10, and Benintendi walk-off, and 4-2 yesterday. How bad is Tampa? I guess is my question. If you lose 3 to the White Sox, I can't believe I'm saying it out loud. If you lose 3 to the White Sox, how bad are you? I'm checking to see how bad they are. They are in last place.
Well, yeah.
13-16. The White Sox were 3-22 coming into this weekend. 3 and a double deuce, as the bum on the corner likes to say.
So much for their 24 wins this season.
No, well, they're only 6-22 now, Scoot, so I think that's still on the table.
Well, they were on pace for 24, and now they got 3 in a row.
I know.
So.
They're on pace for like 30 now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dang it.
I hate that. Texas beat the Reds 2 out of 3. Only 2-1 and 4-3 in the Texas wins, though. I mean, I watched a lot of yesterday's game. I had it on the other TV, and the Reds were down 4-0 after 1. They were down 4-0 after 1. And Abbott pulled it together. The bullpen was good. They fought back into the game, had a chance there in the late innings. I still like this Reds team. They're only 2.5 behind the Brewers. Brewers, by the way,
got killed.
The last two games, Yankees 15-3 and 15-5. Milwaukee won the opener in 11 innings, but they gave up 36 runs in three games.
Wait, what was the score from yesterday?
15-5.
I think when I looked at that score, it was 4-4. How they end up losing like that?
I'm not sure that's
accurate. It reminds me of I was watching college baseball on Saturday. I was watching the Kentucky-South Carolina game.
What a game.
Did you see what happened in the Georgia-Texas A&M game?
No.
Georgia scored 9 runs in the first inning. They were up 9-0. They ended up getting run ruled 19-9 by A&M, who's the number one team in the country.
For what it's worth, you were right. 4-4 after 5 innings yesterday.
Holy.
Yankees got 7 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 15-5.
That is wild.
So words I hate to use, you were right.
You've used it a lot today.
No.
I'm on it for a Monday.
It's painful. Yankees in first place, 19-10, game ahead of the Orioles. Orioles lost 2 of 3 to Oakland.
Yeah.
In Baltimore.
It was a good weekend for the bad teams.
Well, who do we – now, it wasn't for the other – another one of our bad teams, the Angels. Minnesota beat them 5-3, 16-5, and 11-5 this weekend in L.A. Or in Anaheim, I should say.
That's 3 straight minus 1.5.
That's your favorite.
The way I look at it.
By the way, tonight I got Toronto minus 1.5.
We're not done yet?
We got Toronto tonight, Washington tomorrow.
Okay.
I got Toronto minus 1.5 at home against the Royals. Royals, by the way, just lost 2 in a row. They lost 2 of 3 to my Detroit Tigers.
You don't want to touch on what your Cubs did this weekend?
The Cubs beat Boston 7-1 on Friday night. I don't know what happened anytime after that. 17-0. Poor Patrick Wisdom. He was the guy the Cubs chose to position player to go out there and pitch.
Is that what happened?
Oh, my God. That score, 17-0 was the final, of course. I'm trying to figure out how many runs were in the 9th inning. They scored 6 in the 8th against Patrick Wisdom.
Man.
He tried hard.
That'll destroy the ERA.
And good game last night. Cubs tied it late but lost 5-4. Walk off for Tyler O'Neill, who has the biggest arms I've ever seen on a baseball
Love team. Tyler O'Neill.
Thanks for listening. No show tomorrow. Bats Baseball back at it Wednesday from the track. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.